CliffCentral.com.
You know, I don't own a car at the moment, which is very exciting. I've always said, I want to try this, but you need to get from A to B. And yesterday I had to go and record the TV show, and today I've got to go in for meetings and all kinds of things. So you have to have a car. And thank God, Phil Kutzer, who we've spoken to a couple of times on the show, he and I got into a meeting in the middle of lockdown, and he said, "Hey, listen, I've got this this dealership called DeWitt Motors. It's out in Ermelo. But they service people all over the country, and they've sold cars to many people." He said, "Hey, I'm going to do something here as an experiment. We're going to give you a different bunch of cars. And then, you know, by the end of whatever, we'll decide. You can have a look and you can decide what kind of car you want," which is sensible because these days that is easy to do. He even told us about a program. What's it called again, Phil? What's the program called where you basically hire a car?
Yeah, morning, guys. Morning, Pumi. Morning, Sia. Yes, it's called Agility.
Agility, that's what it is. So yeah. Just explain what that is again for people who might have missed that episode.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's a guaranteed buyback. I mean, another word for it is probably a lease, where you drive a vehicle for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and you structure the deal according to what mileage you drive per annum. Yeah. So you can do it from anything from 10,000 kilometers to 40,000 kilometers per annum, and you can do it from 1 to 5 years. Yes, and after you've driven it for the specific time, you just give the vehicle back, and you don't owe anything, which is the main key.
Well, you know what? You gave me this Bucky to drive for
no balloon payments.
Yeah, no balloon payments. So, Phil, you gave me this Bucky to drive for a while, and I enjoyed it, and I told you there are three occasions where it came in really handy. The first one was going to the nursery to buy a whole bunch of stuff for the garden. Because, you know, I'm used to having a car, and then they have to put plastic down, and they have to make sure that they don't ruin your car. With a Bucky, you just open it up, and you load the stuff on. Second time was when I had to go and buy booze after lockdown ended, and there was lots of packing space. Pumi's laughing at me. And the third one was when I went away to the Vaal, because the roads were atrocious, but this thing just glided along without any problem. Some of my friends who were there for the same weekend away had to use the same roads, and they were in these cars that were quite low to the ground. They had to drive so slowly that it took them probably an extra 40 minutes to get to the place than it took me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, oh, excellent.
So I enjoyed the Bucky very much, but I'm not a Bucky guy. As much as my dad was charmed that I was finally driving a real Bucky, you know, he thinks that only real men drive Buckys. So now I'm driving something else. You brought one of these C220 diesels, which we'll talk about in a moment or two. But I want to ask you before we get into that, it's been in the news quite a lot. This G-Wagon, that's a very, very expensive, very fancy car. It's extremely popular, especially among tenderpreneurs and politicians. We see it in the news. I mean, Malusi Gigaba borrowed one of his mate's ones the other day, and then his wife, Norma, apparently scratched it to pieces.
Yeah.
Now, have you sold any of these G-Wagons?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
They're popular, right? And they, how much do they go for?
I believe base price, I mean, without any extras, they go for around about 3.1.
When he says base price without any extras, you have to pay extra for the steering wheel. You can't even drive.
No. Well, it's a good question. I mean, some manufacturers do that in that way, so... you will pay extra for you will more or less pay extra for cosmetic packages. I mean, for instance, your AMG performance package or night package or additional colors or bull bars or so forth. So it's easy to get to add another 200,000-300,000 rand worth of extras as well.
Sure. So we're talking well over 3 million rand here. So when these tenderpreneurs and these politicians and these CEOs and all of these people who buy these cars, do they come into a dealership like yours and do they say, like, yeah, I want that one in blue, and then you have to make a plan and figure out how to get it in blue? Or how does it work, and is there a lead time you need? Or
so on G-Wagon specifically, it's a scarce vehicle. So we nationally we sell about 20 odd a month. because that's all we got. So,
a month,
yeah, well, nationally.
And just for clarification, Phil, that is because of that's the maximum we have in the country. So there's a bigger demand.
I think if we had like 40, we'd have sold 40. But I mean, there will be a ceiling eventually. I mean, not everybody can afford 3 million rand vehicles. So, but at the moment, it's a scarce thing. It's an absolute iconic and status symbol. Mm. And if you get one, you'll sell one. So
can you get a G-Wagon on agility?
You can, but the G-Wagons kept their value quite well. So I'll actually advise you to just buy the vehicle straight up, you know.
Phil, if you're in that sort of league, you probably should just pay for the car and, you know, get on.
Correct. Well, I mean, I don't think we've ever financed a G-Wagon. I mean, all of them were cash.
I'm sure. The people who buy those don't need the bank to help them.
Imagine having
to bring 6 months bank statements to buy a car. 6 months bank statements, proof of residence.
There are at least 20 odd.
A month.
20 odd eligible bachelors. Well, and some bachelorettes.
Eligible bachelors.
In my mind, they are.
Ask Norma. That's normal. Yeah.
You know what, Phil? You and I will take this conversation offline about the caliber of customers.
Yeah. Well, okay. So these G-Wagons are obviously in the news. Now, I'm driving a C220 diesel. You called it like your standard kind of... This is one of the big selling items with your dealership. So it's obviously a very popular car. And Mercedes has this reputation, it's a brand reputation that's very, very good. It's one of the reasons that people sing songs about them. It's one of the reasons that they're always in music videos. It's one of the reasons that people like to show off when they have one of these cars. And really, is the C220 diesel a specifically popular buy in South Africa?
Well, I can say the C-Class, I mean, that's... That's our bread and butter model at the moment. So, and been for the last decades. It's the only vehicle that get assembled in South Africa. Manufactured is probably the wrong word. So, in East London, we've got this assembly plant, and where we assemble the C classes, and then get used in South Africa and also exported to other countries. We used to only export to right and drive. Countries, but now we do left and right and drive in East London, which is great. And if you've got an assembly plant and you export, the manufacturer will get an export credit for it.
Okay.
So in terms of your rand dollar, rand euro, rand pound, wherever you export to. So why I said assembly, I mean, we still have to import engines, import gearboxes, the specific parts to assemble the vehicle in South Africa. So you can't get the full rand dollar or rand pound value, you get some credits for it, which helps quite a bit in with our magnificent rand at the moment. So I mean the same goes for BMW, Ford, Toyota, and VW, right about there. So yes, in a nutshell, it's our volume seller, the model. And well, I mean, we get in the C180, C200, even get in the 63, obviously. Mm. But the 220 is just my personal favorite. I mean, and based on the fact that the fuel consumption is excellent. I mean,
yeah, you were telling me that this thing runs on the smell of an oil rag, basically. I mean, you brought it to me last week, and I've driven probably a little bit every day since I've had it, but I haven't used any fuel. Like it says, I've still got 400 kilometers of fuel in the tank.
And when
you dropped it off with me, it was like only half full. So I don't know how that's like magic. It's almost like Harry Potter's living in the engine, turning fuel into movement. It's quite something. Obviously, cars are getting better at this, right? I mean, their fuel consumption is getting better and better because we're finding ways to make it more efficient.
Absolutely.
And it always used to be that certain things inside the car actually use plenty of fuel. Even things like air conditioning now are using a whole lot less.
Correct. Correct, yes.
And because of the way, is it also because of the way that the technology of the of combustion has changed so much? And I mean, I think Mercedes-Benz, with all of, which is why we love Formula One, is because that's where they test out all these technologies. But it used to be that an engine that big in size needed, because it was so much heavier, and because the body of the car was also one that needed more, it needed more energy, it needed more torque to go as fast as it does.
Absolutely.
Now that the body is lighter, the engine is lighter, therefore the combustion is...
Well, let's take the G63 example again. I mean, a couple of years ago, the 63 was for a 6.3-liter engine. Mm. Today the ones we're selling at the moment, I mean, it's got a 4-liter engine, 4-liter V8. So, I mean, the engine size is much smaller, and it goes much faster. And obviously, you get the benefit out of fuel consumption out of a smaller engine. So you're absolutely right. It's technology.
So explain to me, like, the kind of people who would buy a C-Class as opposed to the kind of people who buy an E-Class as opposed to the kind of people who buy an S-Class. What are those people like? Give me a picture of each of them. This is going to be interesting, because you've actually, you see them, they walk into the dealership and then they talk to you.
Well, I think a C-Class is an all-rounder. I mean, you can sell it from well, 21 to 85.
Yeah.
I think E-Class is a little bit more for the older generation. I would say 50 and up.
Right.
And S-Class is also quite similar to G-Class. I mean, it's a status symbol.
Right.
So you will get a youngster that will buy an S-Class to show off, you know. But also, I mean, it's more of your senior executive that will go for an S-Class. Yes.
The S-Class is like the chairman of the board's car.
And absolutely. Car. Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if
you
I
You almost
get
need
right.
a driver.
Yeah, you do need a driver.
So S-Class, S for senior leadership, E for elderly, and C for common. Okay, got it.
Except all of them are very desirable. Okay, so...
yes.
Doesn't the president, like Silili, doesn't he have a Maybach? What is that, Phil?
Yeah, well, so a couple of years ago, the Maybach was a separate brand. We had them for years, and I think we, in 5 or 6 years, I mean, I think in head office was the only people that were able to sell the Maybach, the specific vehicle, which was the Maybach 570. And so I think we sold one or two. And I remember one was to the King of Swaziland. Still driving it today. And today we've got the S-Class, which is just, I mean, I can say an additional package, which is called the Maybach, which is just way fancier seats, sure, interior, and cosmetics at the end of the day, yes.
Phenomenal. Pumi, I wanted to say
that there was a time that if you sat outside at either at that Moyo's at Melrose Arch or on the balcony of the hotel, the African Pride Hotel now, if you sat out there long enough on a Saturday afternoon, eventually a Maybach would drive by you. That's where you must sit. That's where you must sit to see those eligible.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
In parentheses.
Don't bother Phil. He's not going to. Phil's not going to give you his client list. Rather, just go to the Melrose Arch. Yeah.
But King
of Swaziland does have a Maybach, and he also has a fleet of BMWs for his wives.
I know. Yes, I've been there.
Amazing.
Were you trying? Did you sell him that fleet, Philip?
Well,
unfortunately not.
Well, Phil, it's always good to check in with you. We'll obviously we'll talk some more in the next couple of weeks, but you can get hold of Phil. You can go along to their website, which is DeWitt Motors. That's DEWIT Motors, and you can look them up on social media as well. And if you want to email them, info@DEWITS.co.za. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, guys. Awesome. CliffCentral.com